USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. The Department of Justice is going to appeal a court's decision to limit the Biden administration's talks with social media companies that led to a possible freedom of speech violation by the Biden administration. States have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor misinformation about COVID-19, elections, and many more topics. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed a notice of appeal to overturn the decision. The suspect in a Philadelphia mass shooting this week is believed to be mentally ill. That's according to law enforcement officials who say the man was exhibiting abnormal behavior for quite a while. On Monday, the suspected gunman opened fire on people across several blocks of Philadelphia while wearing a ballistic vest. He killed five people and injured several others. Police say his behavior became more agitated in the days leading up to the attack, and he even wore a ballistic vest in front of his roommates. He was arraigned yesterday morning on several charges, including five counts of first-degree murder. Millennials are apparently the worst offenders when it comes to lying on social media and in the workplace. A new survey from online casino PlayStar looked at more than 1,300 people to ask them how much they lie. More than 1 in 10 millennials say they lie at least once a day. On the other hand, only 2% of baby boomers admitted the same. Today is officially International Kissing Day. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says it raised $35 million in the second quarter.
That's about double the amount Trump pulled in during the first quarter of the year. The increase in fundraising came as Trump faced criminal indictments. The Trump campaign's fundraising efforts have leaned heavily into those, requesting supporters help pay Trump's legal defense to help peacefully defend the movement from the never-ending witch hunt. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Threads social media is now live.
Threads, Meta's competitor to Twitter, is now live. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos. The app is available in over 100 countries, but not the European Union, over concerns about local data privacy regulations. Mark Mayfield.
The U.S. Air Force is reporting that three Russian jets provoked U.S. drones during a mission against ISIS over Syria. In a statement last night, the Air Force said Russian jets took part in unsafe and unprofessional behavior with three U.S. drones Wednesday morning, forcing them into evasive maneuvers. It is unknown what kind of mission was taking place against ISIS targets. The California Task Force on Reparations wants the state to get rid of interest on late child support for black residents. The state's Reparations Task Force said discriminatory laws have torn black families apart as they are disproportionately affected by child support debt. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.